This is for couples who love God and the good life. You are listening to the Project We Thrive podcast with Chad McGriff. Hey guys, my name is Chad McGriff and welcome to the Project We Thrive podcast, where it is my mission to help every millennial marriage use their combined powers to find the heart, courage, and know-how to create their version of the good life. Hey, what's up guys? It's Chad McGriff and welcome to the Project We Thrive podcast, which is an extension of the Thrive Couple, where I help an amazing tribe of couples like you, couples who love God and the good life, develop an abundance consciousness and use it to build an abundant life. Today we are on Thrive Mindset number 7. Watch what you say literally. Watch what you say literally. All right, so I'm so excited about this episode. I love sharing with you guys, and I feel like what we're learning is so powerful and it has the ability to completely change our lives. And that's what it's all about anyway. It's about us improving the quality of our lives. So today we're going to talk about your talking. We're going to talk about what you say and how it impacts your ability to thrive as a couple in life. And words, like you know, have so much power. I know the old phrase says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Man, words can hurt. They can hurt, all right? And words can also inspire. Words can also encourage. Words can also build and make you feel good at the same, you know, at the same time. They can help you to see clarity. They can change your perspective. So words are powerful. Well, if you use negative words, it's powerful. If you're using positive words, they're powerful as well. So we're going to put this in the context of us building our abundant lives and how our words impact that. All right. So we live every day pretty much based on words. The majority of even what we learned growing up was communicated to us through words, and words help us understand things, and they create a picture or an image in our mind based on what the words mean. All right. So think about if all you guys did in your communication to each other as husband and wife, what if you guys just went around just saying, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. As opposed to, I love you. I love you. I love you. You see, I'm even saying it different. I love you. I love you. So the words create two total different experiences in the individual that's speaking the words. And it also creates an experience in the person that's hearing the words, right? So love versus hate. Hate, the only thing we did in that phrase was change one word. I hate you and I love you. So changing that one word can create two totally different extreme outcomes. Okay. One can create a marriage that will ultimately end in separation if you just continuously just spoke and thought about everything that you hate about your spouse. But then one could turn into the most amazing and remarkable relationship that you could ever experience just by saying how much you love your spouse. Right. So just looking at the words and the power of those words, just changing out that one word created two different emotional feelings. It created two different thought processes. And so in us speaking words, we have to make sure that we're using words that are empowering us and words that will benefit us. So let's look at this in the context of us building our abundant lives. All right. So let's take these two phrases. We're broke as compared to we're rich. They create two different mental pictures in our minds, and they create two different emotional states as well, just like love and hate does. So we're broke versus we're rich, right? So we know that this process of how we create results, I talk about it all the time, thinking, feeling, activity, that equals results. So if we're saying things based on a certain way of thinking, then that means that our words are matching a negative outlook on ourselves or our financial situation. And the thing is, you can always have a positive perception of your financial situation because you can choose what you believe and what you think. All right. So we really need to get a grip on our words, because we can literally talk ourselves into more lack, scarcity, poverty or what have you if we don't change them and start using more powerful words. And the negative words is exactly what Eric and I used to do. We used to say things like, you know, we can't afford it, or we don't have the money to do that right now, or I don't know how we'll pay the bill, or we can't get that right now, kids, and we need more money for it, and different things, just on and on. We had different phrases that we would say all the time, and it wasn't that we just wanted to feel that way or wanted to think that way or even wanted to say the words. It was just because we were looking and paying attention to how things were. We were just speaking from the lack that we saw. Okay. So you guys, there are things that you say. If you're kind of struggling right now financially, there are things that you say, or you're not at the level of abundance that you may desire to be at. You may be doing pretty good, but you're not at the level of abundance that you desire to be at. And the words that you're saying are an indication of the way that you believe and the way that you think. So you guys just think about some of the things that you say on a continuous basis about money or your financial situation all the time. Now, all of these words were spoken from us only focusing on lack and limitation. When we were saying these things, it was always coming from a mindset of lack and limitation. And anytime we said these things, they also brought with them like a gut-wrenching feeling of anxiety, because you're thinking about, okay, it's clutch time now. We got to pay this bill. This bill is due tomorrow. All right, what we're going to do and how we're going to take care of this and all. And so that anxiety and stress and all of the negative feelings that came along with the words that we spoke and the feelings or the thoughts that we were having, it just created an emotional state that did not feel good. We did not enjoy experiencing that, you know, in life. Internally, we just didn't enjoy feeling the things that we felt and the anxiety that we felt when it came down to the financial situation and trying to find a way to get a grip back on life. Okay, so what I've come to find out is that too many aspiring thrive couples speak words that have a negative impact on them financially, and they ultimately imprison themselves to the mindset that creates negative financial results. I'm gonna say that again. Too many couples think and speak words that have negative impact on them financially, and they put them in a prison of a mindset that's going to cause them to create the negative financial results. So listen to this. On average, each individual speaks around 16,000 words per day. So as a couple, you guys are speaking 32,000 words today. All right. A day. So ask yourselves, of the 32,000 words that you guys speak every single day, how many of those words are just jam-packed with power, success, abundance, prosperity, versus how many of those words are filled with complaining, negativity, doubt, unbelief, fear? Just think about how many of our 32,000 words are used to inspire us or used to inspire someone else, are used to have a positive benefit or impact on our life versus a negative impact. How are we using our words? And so your words and your thoughts work hand in hand. They really give direction to each other. And you can literally reconstruct the way that you think. You can renew your mind just by changing the words that you say on a consistent basis. If someone lies long enough, they'll start to believe the lie. Why? Because they're telling their mind that this is the truth, and their mind will ultimately start to believe the lie, right? So what we need to do is we need to find the positive words that will help us create this amazing life, that will help us build our abundance, okay? So here's what I want you guys to do, okay? I want you to sit down and make a list of all of those negative phrases that you say. No matter how many you come up with, just start spitting them out to each other and start jotting them down, okay? Write that list. Now, I want you to write another list of counterattack phrases. I want you to write phrases that will literally rip the power of the negative phrase from it. Just take the power from the negative phrase by counteracting it with a positive phrase for your abundant life and for a positive financial situation in your life. Okay, so I want you to change your beliefs and your mindset literally by changing the words that you're saying. Erica and I did this And by doing this, what we would do, we kind of made like a game out of it. So what we would do is, if we heard each other say something negative around money, we would call each other out on it and say, oh, no, you can't say that. You're not supposed to say that negative word, that negative thing about the financial situation or whatever. You're not supposed to say that. And then what we would do is we would have to, once we got called out on it, the person had to come up with a counterattack phrase. You had to say something that counteracted what you just said. So if we said something like, we can't get that right now, we don't have the money for that, we would change it and make a counter phrase or statement and say something like, you know what, we always have more than enough money to take care of everything that we need. I spend money wisely, and I just choose not to spend money on this right now. So what does that do? That really puts you back in a position of power over money and not money over you. You're saying you choose not to spend money on this particular thing right now, but you choose to be in the position of control and saying, I'm not spending money on that, versus I don't have enough money to spend. Money is not making the decision for you, saying, no, you can't get this because you don't have enough of me. All right. But you're in the position of authority and saying, money, I choose not to spend you on this right now, but I always have more than enough money to get it. All right. So what are you doing by making a statement like that? You're in the process of changing your mind to believe that truth. Because is it possible for that to be a reality for you? Is it possible for you guys to be in a position to where you will always have, you can always have the money for whatever you need? Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. So if it's possible, then what you're saying to yourself, because some people say, you know, when you make a statement like that, you're just lying. No, you're not lying. What you're doing is you're giving your mind a different way, a different instruction on how to believe. You didn't even know your name when you were a kid. They had to keep telling you your name over and over again until you accepted it as truth, you know. And so someone could have picked at you for a certain feature, like if you wore glasses or if you had, you know, freckles or whatever. They could have called you a name and you could have believed those words, that name calling, and accepted the label and thought of yourself inferior, until their lie, their down, degrading of you, is, it became your truth. All right. So just the power of what someone said to you, they called you out of your name. That was not your name, but you still accepted the reality of what, or the truth of what they said, even though it didn't have to be true at all. It was a lie. All right. So you have the power to change the way that you think by saying things that you want to say and commanding your mind to believe something new, to believe something different. That's going to help empower you instead of limit you. All right. And that's exactly what you guys need to do when it comes down to things that you say around your abundant life building. You have to use words that's going to help you build abundance and not tear abundance down, or not cause you to become bankrupt. I was reading a book today, and in the book, the author made a statement. He said, imagine if every thought that you had was directly tied to your bank account. And he said, every time you had a negative thought, you lost $100. Or every time you had a positive thought, you gained $100. Like, now, if that was the case, literally, we'll be thinking some good stuff all the time. But even though that was an analogy, you think about it. It really is tied, your thoughts and your words and your actions and all that. That's literally tied to what you produce in life. Is literally tied to it. So financially, what you're going to produce will be based on whether you believe you can produce it or not. If you produce success financially, it's because you believe that you could do it. If at one point you didn't believe, you convinced yourself that you could do it, and so you went for it. All right. So at some point you had to believe it, because there's no way around that. For a person who does not believe that they can achieve success in life in a particular area, they will not do what it takes in order to succeed. So if your words were tied directly to your bank account, what kind of words would you be speaking all the time? Would you always be saying, we're abundant, we're blessed, we're successful, and we're rich, we're prosperous? Those will be the words that will be coming out of your mouth all the time. Why? Because they're increasing your income. They'll be increasing your bank account each and every time. So that's literally what's happening. So make sure that you guys are saying words and using words that empower you and not tear you down. Man, this is so powerful. Think about the words that you're saying. 32,000 words, that's a lot of words. And just 16,000 as an individual, 32,000 as a couple. In your conversation to each other, make sure that you guys are saying words that will empower you and lift you up and encourage you. Don't have conversations that's bringing you down. Don't have conversations and agree with if your spouse says something negative, say, listen, we can't say that. Say something different. I want to hear a counterattack phrase. Say something that's different from that. Say something more positive. Say something that's going to encourage us to keep going and keep pushing and keep achieving greater goals. All right. So I want you guys to just make a decision right now that the both of you will only speak words of prosperity. Speak words that will prosper you and not bankrupt you. Speak words that will serve you and not sabotage you. Only speak success producing words, because eventually I truly believe that they will become your life experience. I love you guys so much, and thank you for taking the time out to listen to this episode. Hopefully you guys got something out of this that was encouraging and something that could help you change your life. All right. So I love you guys as always. Thank you again for listening to the Project We Thrive podcast. And until the next episode, this is Chad, and I'm out.